Would you rather be a little forceful to your daughter to bring her down and get her saved and healed and to let her go her way and fall off of that cliff someday and drop into hell forever? Yeah. And he knew that. Because all of a sudden when God healed him, God became a lot more real to this man. Now then he knows how real God is, so he's going to bring them girls. And he did. Verse 7 and 8. Epaphras, our much-loved co-worker, who was the one who brought you the good news, he is Christ's faithful servant, and he is helping us in your place. He is the one who told us about the great love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you. Now then, if we got this great love, according to that, who gave us that love? God did. That's right. He put us, he gave us that Holy Spirit, and he put, here's something I've learned to pray for. When I pray and ask God to fill somebody with the Holy Spirit, I also ask him to fill them with the spirit of love, joy, and peace. Can you think of three greater spirits you'd rather have living in yourself than the spirit of love, joy, and peace? Hey, that'll make a different woman out of you. You know it, girl? That'll make a different person out of you. It'll make a different man out of me. If I have the spirit of love, joy, and peace, I mean, I will be a different person. Now, which one had you rather come up and deal with? One that's filled with the devil or one that's filled with spirit of love, joy, and peace? Well, that's pretty easy to answer. We found out what happened when one's got the devil in him when he walked into that military base, didn't we? See? That man was full of the devil. But yet he didn't know that. He thought he was serving God, just like Paul used to think he was serving God. He is the one who told us about the great love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you, verse 9 and 10. So we have continued praying for you ever since we first heard about you. Wait a minute, if somebody's full of all this spirit of love and everything, why do we have to keep praying for them? Why does God tell us to pray for people? Because if we don't pray, he can't move. He goes by our prayers. He touches this world. He's given you and me the authority and dominion and power on this earth to pray and ask him to do things. He says, pray, pray, pray. I know what you have need of even before you ask. And I hear people say, well, you know, if God wants me to have it, he'll give it to me. So I ain't going to ask him. Now forget that. You ain't going to get much. So you better learn to ask. And you better learn to ask in faith, obeying the king. It says, we ask God to give you a complete understanding of what he wants to do in your lives. And we ask him to make you wise with spiritual wisdom. You see all these things they're asking? You get that? We're asking God to do these things for you. Now see, these things are written in the book as examples so you would know what to pray for and how to pray. I mean, Lord, give me wisdom. I mean, I think about how many times in my life in the engineering world, in the mornings, I try to do this every day. Lord, fill me with the spirit of wisdom. Give me the wisdom to know what to do with the knowledge you've given me so that I can make you look good in everything I do. Lord, I want to go forth today. I want to be, when I was a pilot. Lord, I wanted to be the best pilot there was. I didn't want there to be another one better than me. I mean, I studied. And I asked Lord for wisdom. In fact, I remember when I got checked out on a DC-8 when I was in New York. Happened to be a guy from Texas was an FAA man up there doing the check rides. So, I mean, I hit it right off with this guy. You know, me and him talked the same language. He said, wow, I detect you're from up north Maine somewhere. I said, yeah, sure you do. I said, you're from Texas too, aren't you? He said, yep, I'm Texas. And so, okay, so me hit it right off. So we're taxiing out there, and he began to ask me questions about the airplane. And then he came to the thrust reverser system on that DC-863. He said, now explain to me what's going to happen to the thrust reversers if you need to reverse thrust in flight. And I told him. He said, oh, he said, I got you. That's wrong. I said, no, I guarantee that ain't wrong. He said, yes, it is. He said, I went to the school here. They taught it to me. And what you just said is not the way it works. I said, have you ever tried it in flight? No. I said, today we're going to try it in flight. I'm going to show you what happens under 250 knots. I'm going to show you what happens above 250 knots. And this is what's going to happen. And wow, he said, you sound like you really know what you're talking about. I said, no, I guarantee I know what I'm talking about. I have studied this airplane in depth. I said, so let me show you. So we got up there and we got above 250 knots. I put the two inboard engines in reverse thrust. And I said, now this is what's going to happen. And it happened. And then we slowed it back down, put everything back normal, and got below 250 knots, and we did it again. And I said, now this is what's going to happen. And after that, he said, you know, you really do know this airplane, don't you? I said, I really do know this airplane. Now, why do I want to know an airplane that good? First of all, I'm flying that beast, and I want to know how to make everything work in that airplane. But the main reason I want to know that airplane is because I'm a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth. And he told me in his word, do all things as if you're working for me and not unto man. Is that what he said, brother? So do all things as if you're working for Jesus. Now, since the King is the best there is, there ain't nobody can even touch him as their Lucille. I mean, so what does he expect you and me to do with whatever he give us? The best we can, right? And we're never going to be able to be good enough unless we ask him for wisdom and knowledge, are we? So when we ask him for wisdom and knowledge, when we pray, he gives us these things. And then we can do these wonderful things. In verse 10, he says, then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord. Now see, there it is. When you do it his way and you ask for wisdom, then everything you do, somebody says, why in the world? I mean, why have you studied so hard? Why do you do this for? Because I'm a Christian. I'm supposed to be the uppercut. I'm not supposed to be that little guy down on the bottom as a Christian. The King lives in me. I'm supposed to be a representative. I'm supposed to be an ambassador of the King of the universe. So I'm going to do what I do perfect. I don't want to just try to barely get by in life. You know, I mean, I remember one day we were working on this building and we had something, I'm forgetting exactly where we were, but we were fixing to put something up, and it didn't quite fit perfect. But I told Dave, I said, Dave, with where we are in the buying rent, I said, no problem, go ahead and put it there. I said, it won't never make any difference anyway. I said, he said, he stopped and said, no. I said, what do you mean? He said, I ain't building this building for you. I'm building this building for the King. So it's got to be perfect if I put it. I said, okay, praise God. Lord, I repent. See, when you get in a tight somewhere, sometimes you can forget who you're working for, right? Amen. You think you're trying to get this done for yourself. But Dave reminded me, we wasn't building this building for ourselves. We're building this building to be perfect for the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord. And you will continually do good, kind things for others. And all the while, you will learn to know God better and better. Do you want to please the Lord in all you do? Hey, that's me. I sure want to please the King. Okay, 11 and 12. We also pray that you will be strengthened with his glorious power. Now, when's the last time you asked God to strengthen somebody with his glorious power? We go around pleading, oh, God, I want that power. But you never pray for somebody else to have it. You really don't pray for yourself to have it. Lord, make this glorious power that you have in me, let it work in me today. Lord, send me out. Let me get somebody saved today. You got somebody you want to heal today? Lord, send me to the right place. I think about it. I pray those kind of prayers, and then I'll have to say the other day when Ferris asked me to go down to Baylor, downtown Dallas, I thought, oh, Lord, that big, giant hospital. I hate the traffic down there. I thought, Lord, maybe I should never ask you to do something through me. Then I got to go downtown Dallas at Baylor Hospital and go up all them towers and fight. I said, oh, I ain't grumbling, Lord. I'll go. Because I said, Lord, use me for your glory. So that's what I do, right, Ferris? I go, and then when I pray, then it's in God's hands, you know, but at least I do what I can do. But I try to do what I can do without any grumbling and complaining, that's for sure. So I praise the Lord. And of course, I had that little bitty tiny GPS. I put the address of Baylor in there, and it led me right downtown through. I said, oh, Lord, thank you for this wonderful little GPS. I didn't make a single wrong turn. I drove right to Baylor. We also pray that you will be strengthened with his glorious power so that you will have all the patience and endurance you need. May you be filled with joy. See, these are all things we need to pray for. May we be filled with joy. Always thinking the Father who has enabled you to share the inheritance that belongs to God's holy people who live in the light. Now, all this power is for these holy people that live, or for all these people that belong to God's, all of God's holy people who live where? In the light of his word. I mean, he's not going to use us. He's not going to enable us to do all these wonderful things if we're out there living in sin. Somebody said, well, what are you going to do this weekend? Well, I'm going to golf course. It's going to be a pretty day. I'm going to golf Sunday. How about going to church? Church, you know, my wife goes to church. I don't have to go to church. You know, I need to go out. This is the only day I get off during the week. I'm going to go out there and play a few rounds of golf and enjoy myself. Well, the guy gets to be 50 years old and he's down with cancer. His wife's still going strong. She's a young, vibrant woman, you know. And she went to church. She served God, took the kids, everything. She was obedient. He wasn't. And so this $1 million that he had made, all working 6 days a week in his big empire, now guess who gets to enjoy it? His wife and kids. He dies and may even go to hell. Isn't that awful? That's awful. All the time he thought he was enjoying life. No. And God never shared any power with him. He didn't have it. It was not there. Because he was not one of God's holy people who lived in the light. Verse 13 and 14. For he has rescued us from the one who rules in the kingdom of darkness. And he has brought us into the kingdom of his dear son. I like the way the King James translates that or speaks that he has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of light. Of course, the NLT says he has rescued us from the one who rules in the kingdom of darkness. And he has brought us into the kingdom of his dear son. Now, if he took us out of the kingdom of darkness, put us over here in the kingdom of light, if you're having trouble with the devil, why? You have left. In other words, if God delivered you out of the kingdom of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of light of his son and made you one of his children, and a year later or 2 years later, you're having all kinds of trouble with the devil. You're sick and afflicted. You can't make enough money. Your car breaks down. You know, somebody breaks into your house twice a year and you fall and break a leg, you know, once every 3 or 4 years and all this stuff. Let me find out what kind of service you've been doing to the Lord. And then I find out you hadn't been serving the Lord. You had left him and you went back over into the kingdom of darkness. Well, who's over there in the kingdom of darkness? Who? Devil. And when he gets legal claim to you, you're in big trouble. You ain't no match for the devil when he's got legal claim to you. He will torment you. He'll make you sick and afflict you. And you can do all the rebuking and all the binding and loosing and everything you want to do. Ain't nothing going to happen until you submit yourself to God again.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, For This Is the Secret, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.